How old were you really when you first felt truly aware of the world around you? The politics, the issues, the decisions made by your local community or federal government? In many cases, by 16, you're already involved in so many decisions about your future. You're probably driving, working a part-time job, and navigating the big questions about your career path and life goals. But should you, at 16, also have the power to vote, helping to shape the policies that will impact your future? Welcome to your Dinner Table Debates Daily Deep Dive, where we explore real topics from our decks and give you everything you need to debate in under 10 minutes. Today's topic is, the voting age should be lowered to 16. And it comes from the politics category in our collab deck with The Conversationalist. Let's dig in. The debate over the voting age has been going on for decades. In the US, the voting age was lowered from 21 to 18 in 1971, mostly because of the Vietnam War. The idea was that if 18-year-olds were old enough to be drafted, they should be old enough to vote on the policies that might send them to war. Now, the conversation has shifted to lowering the age even further, with advocates arguing that 16-year-olds are more informed and capable than ever before. In recent years, countries like Austria and Scotland have lowered the voting age to 16 for certain elections, allowing younger people to have a say in decisions that impact them. And here in the US, some cities even, like Tacoma Park, Maryland, have extended voting rights to 16-year-olds in local elections. This topic is essential today because young people have become more politically engaged than ever before. They're often at the center of the conversation about climate change, gun control, and education reform, issues that profoundly shape their future and their day-to-day. The question of whether they should have a direct say in these matters by voting is relevant not only to teenagers, but to society as a whole, as it could redefine the role of youth in our democracy. Now, let's debate. Agree. The voting age should be lowered to 16. 1. At 16, teens often make decisions that carry significant responsibility. They've got their driver's license. They're holding down a job. They're paying their taxes. They're also exposed to more information through technology, making them more aware of social and political issues than ever before. Studies show that many teenagers keep up with current events and actively participate in community activities, which shows that they can be responsible voters. 2. When people start voting early, they're more likely to continue voting through their lives. By allowing 16-year-olds to vote, we're creating good habits of civic engagement early, potentially leading to a more active and engaged electorate. Research from the UK shows that voters who start at a young age are more likely to stay politically engaged throughout their life. 3. Young people are arguably more affected by policy decisions on education, climate change, and the economy. Given that these decisions impact their lives significantly, it makes sense to include their perspectives. In recent years, youth-led movements like the March for Our Lives and the Global Climate Strike have demonstrated that young people can advocate effectively on serious issues. Disagree. The voting age should not be lowered to 16. 1. 16-year-olds, while informed, haven't lived long enough to fully understand the impact of complex policies. Voting requires not just knowledge, but a level of maturity that comes with life experience. In the US, 16-year-olds can't buy alcohol or be drafted, suggesting that parts of society already consider them too young for certain responsibilities. 2. Younger voters may be more easily influenced by their parents, teachers, or peer groups, which could mean their votes don't really reflect their independent choices. Political scientists warn that these influences might result in voting patterns that don't genuinely represent the interests of the younger voters themselves, reducing the authenticity of their participation. 3. Despite the efforts to increase youth engagement, studies have shown that even 18-year-olds who are legally allowed to vote tend to have a lower voter turnout than other age groups. This raises the question of whether lowering the voting age would actually increase engagement at all, or would just add more low turnout voters to the polls. Now, let's hear some rebuttals. One possible rebuttal to Agree's first point about 16-year-olds being more informed and mature enough could be, while 16-year-olds may be more informed than ever before, they're certainly not mature enough. while they are slowly gaining more responsibilities like a driver's license and holding a part-time job, they are not still a full member of society. Because of that, they may not fully grasp the ramifications of any decisions they make in voting. And for that reason, we shouldn't give 16-year-olds the right to vote yet. One possible rebuttal for Disagree's second point about the potential for influence from parents or schools could be, for anyone that believes young voters are too influenced by parents or teachers, you should take a look at all voters, regardless of age, and how influenced they are by a variety of factors, including the media, community, and personal connections. When you're looking at the youth vote, it's really no different than any other voter. Today, we explore the debate over whether the voting age should be lowered to 16. Agree argued that today's teenagers are informed, engaged, and ready to contribute to society, while Disagree believes that 16 is too young for the responsibility of voting. Each side brings up valid concerns about maturity, influence, and the importance of youth voices in shaping the future. In recent news, several U.S. states are considering legislation to lower the voting age for local elections, reflecting growing support for youth involvement in politics. At the same time, studies on youth engagement in voting from countries like Austria and Scotland, where the voting age is already 16 for certain elections, continue to shed light on both the benefits and challenges of this policy shift. Want to dig into this topic even more? When you're playing dinner table debates at home, the Agree side gets to set the stage and chooses how to define the debate. This means they can outline the terms, context, and interpretation, creating a unique conversation every time. Here are some ways that Agree could redefine this debate topic. 1. The voting age should be lowered for state elections but not federal elections. Is local knowledge and relevance more important than general maturity for state versus federal issues? How might voting on state issues first prepare younger people for national voting later? 2. The voting age should be lowered to 16 only on issues directly impacting youth, such as education and climate. Should there be specific areas where youth input has more influence? How would we decide which issues are youth-centered? 3. The voting age should be 16 only if accompanied by civics education requirements. Should readiness to vote be tied to understanding governmental structures and policies? Would this approach encourage a more informed young voter base? If you enjoyed our deep dive, you can debate this topic and many others by getting your own Dinner Table Debates deck at dinnertabledebates.com. It's a unique game because every round starts with randomly assigning agree or disagree. Then you pick the topic, meaning you might be debating for something you disagree with, or vice versa. Stretch your brain, gain clarity, improve critical thinking and empathy, and have fun doing it. Save 10% on your order when you use the code PODCAST10. You can also join the debate on our Instagram and TikTok accounts at Dinner Table Debates. Get ready for some thought-provoking discussions that will challenge your assumptions and broaden your understanding of the world around you. Happy debating, and remember, everyone is always welcome at the table.